Today, obviously, is an important day for the franchise and for the gentleman, to all of us in Atlanta, and to the gentleman far left and to left of me as well. We extended Matt's contract today for another 5 years, and that deserves a round of applause from everybody in this room. Now, you can hear more about Matt and where we are in the club and whatever from Coach and Thomas and Matt himself, but I want to take a minute and thank CAA, Matt's agent, Tom Condon, Ben Dagra. They worked hard in Matt's behalf. We have a number of players with CAA. Thomas has developed a very close relationship with CAA, probably second only to his wife and son. They've worked closely with us, and we very much appreciate that. So the contract itself is pretty complicated. Great credit goes to Thomas, to Rich McKay, our team president and CEO, to Nick Polk, who worked very closely with Thomas in being able to work this out. If you remember back in 2008, and many of you were here in 2008, the franchise was at a crossroads. We had made a number of turns, some of which didn't work out as well as we had hoped at that time. 2008, we were blessed, and I was able to bring to Atlanta these two gentlemen to my left, Thomas Dimitroff and Coach Smith. At the same time, there was a lot of pressure on us in the 2008 draft in terms of going in many different directions. If we had the time, we could scroll back to 2008 and look at lots of media suggestions, reports, fans, et cetera, about where we should go with our draft pick. I think Thomas and Smitty and the organization obviously made a brilliant decision. I remember the dinner we had. I went with Thomas and Smitty and our coordinators and coaches, et cetera, up to Boston. Chance to meet Matt personally at dinner, and there were, I don't know, there were between 5 and 10 of us. There was an awful lot of us, and Matt was there by himself, and very young man, a senior at Boston College, and yet he took all the questions and took us all on beautifully, and remember the poise and the intelligence and the sense of himself that I was very impressed with. And for the last 5 years, we've seen that play out on the field, both on the field and off the field. We've watched Matt mature. But you look at his record in the last 5 years, it's really extraordinary. The 56 wins in the first 5 years is the most in the NFL history. We've obviously, after many, many years of not having back-to-back winning seasons, we've had 5 in a row, 5 consecutive winning seasons, 13-3, 2 out of the last 3 years, and playoff appearances in 4 out of the last last 5 years. So in every sense of the word, in every definition, any profile, Matt is a franchise quarterback. Off the field, he's been as much of a leader, whether he's worked with Children's Hospital System in Atlanta. His wife, Sarah Marshall, has been fabulous in a variety of community efforts in supporting Matt and supporting us and our feeling that we have to win Super Bowls not only on the field but off the field as well. So it's always been our philosophy of rewarding players for performance, both in terms of results and in terms of anticipation. We have said, I've said many times, not going to rest really well until we have rings. That's what this is about. And I have every confidence that these three gentlemen to my left, along with the rest of our coaches and players, but with Matt at that number quarterback position, the number two position, one number he wears, will be the leader for us for many, many years to come. So I want to congratulate Matt. We hope he'll be our quarterback not only for the next 5 years, but for the next 10 or 15 years. At the same time, before I turn it over to Thomas and Matt, and I want to, I'll be having a private meeting a little later with Matt tonight talking about becoming an investor in our new stadium. I give him an opportunity of either doing that or maybe talking about a naming rights deal for the new stadium as well. He's got a brilliant family, wonderful mom and dad and brothers and sisters, and so it would be honored to have the Ryan name on top of our stadium going forward. So with that, I'll turn it over to Thomas. And Matt, give you a chance to think about that for a minute or two. Okay. TD.
Very good. Thank you, Arthur. I appreciate it. And I want to take this opportunity. I know Coach Smith and I do to thank, you know, Arthur Blank for everything he's done for us as far as allowing us to have the piggy bank, so to speak, to go after the marquee players that we need to secure to be a championship caliber football team. And we think we're well on our way to doing that. Matt, we've talked about this from the very beginning, about Matt being our quarterback of the future and many years to come, and this deal today secures that, as Arthur had mentioned. And I think, suffice it to say, I'd say right now that I think we're all glad that we didn't go defensive tackle in the third pick of the first round back in 2008. I'm excited to have, obviously, Matt on board for many years to come. Congratulations to Sarah and the family as well. And, again, Matt provides us with all the requisite traits on the field, as we know, and we feel he does that off the field, and he is a quality person, probably a better person than he is a football player. So with that, I'd like to turn it over to Coach Smith.
Thank you, Thomas, and I just want to echo what both Arthur and Thomas said. You know, Matt has done some wonderful things as a football player since he got here in 2008, and he's a big reason for the success that we've had, and he's made me a better football coach. There's no doubt about that, and I look forward to working with him for a long, long time. You know, Matt is the type of leader that you want to have in your team. I say it all the time. You win in the locker room first, and you've got to have guys like Matt Ryan that have the drive and the passion to be the best that they can be. And that's probably the best trait that that Matt has. And again, congratulations to Matt and his family. It's well deserved. He's done a great job for us over the last 5 years.
All right, I have to begin by thanking Mr. Blank, Thomas, and the front office, and Coach Smith for this opportunity. It's an opportunity to kind of continue my career in the place that I call home, city that I love. You know, I think we have the best fans in the league, and you know, they've been so receptive to my wife Sarah and I since we came down here in 2008. I'm really excited to have this done and to start. To answer questions about the 2013 season, you know, start to worry about what's important, and that's preparing ourselves for the 2013 regular season, and making sure that over the course of the next 6 weeks before we start that, that we do everything we can to you know, have ourselves ready to play. I got to thank my agents, Tom and Ben. I think the guys at CAA did a great job. I'd be remiss if I didn't mention some of the behind-the-scenes guys for the Falcons, Nick Polk and Rich McKay and Thomas. And I know these guys have been working extremely hard over, you know, the course of for however long, you know, they've been doing this. And I appreciate the way that you guys handled everything. You know, again, to Mr. Blank, I can't thank you enough. It's awesome, and I'm happy to be here. So I guess with that, I'll open it up. I'm sure you guys might have a few questions.
Yeah, Matt, could you talk about, you know, having that burden lift and not being able to, or not having to deal with the distractions of a new deal?
Yeah, you know, I think that for the most part, you know, I was confident that it was going to get done in a timely fashion. I think both sides were, and you know, it is nice to have this done. And like I said, to start, you know, worrying about the things that are important. I didn't worry about it. I didn't stress about it too much. But, you know, it's always something that is being asked or sometimes that, you know, you have to talk about and you have to, you know, be involved in some of those things. So it's nice to have that kind of done. And really now to have all of my focus and really, I think collectively, all of our focus on what it should be. And that's doing whatever we can to have ourselves ready to play.
Matt, did you and your agent have any particular goals, whether it be financial or otherwise, with this contract? Were they met? And what's it like having three people talk about you like you're not in the same room with them?
They all make me sound better than I am. So I really appreciate them for that. As far as the other stuff, you know, I've always not worried about the business side of it. I really think as a player that if you're hung up or you're worried about that or if you're spending your time thinking about all of those things, you're taking away from what you should be doing. And, you know, I've had that mindset since I came here, and I don't think that's going to change. You know, I think The business side of it, I've got great agents, and I've got a great front office here. And, you know, I just kind of let them handle it, stayed out of it as much as I could. And, you know, then when it was done, you know, just went up there and shook hands and enjoyed it. So it's nice to have it done.
Yeah, you're obviously a guy who never seems to let pressure get to you on the field, regardless of the situation, beginning of the game, late of the game. But can you just talk about the contract in terms of, obviously, it puts you in a league company around the league now, and that, whether in your mind that sort of raises the pressure, raises the expectation level of you?
You know, I don't think so. I think the expectations that we set for ourselves as a football team and myself personally are higher than, you know, what everybody else is going to try and put on you. And my goal and my mindset has been the same since 2008. You know, it's about winning a championship, and it's about getting rings. And I'm just happy that I'm going to have the opportunity to do that here. And so, no, I don't worry about that side of it. I'm just going to do the best that I can, work as hard as I possibly can, and try and be the best football player that I can be.
Thomas, Mr. Blank said it's a complicated contract. Does it give you some more flexibility this year in terms of the cap to be able to add more players if you need to?
I think without getting into the minutiae of the deal, I think we've said all along that we're going to be creative with this contract in order for it to make sure that it keeps our roster fluid and allows us the opportunity when need be to step up and make moves. And sometimes they're for, unfortunately, in a season for emergency to replace injured players or whatever it may be. And we feel we've done a very good job, you know, like Arthur had mentioned and Matt had mentioned, you know, with Rich McKay and Nick Polk, as far as the creativity and the language and the approach to this contract, I think we came together with some really good, solid ideas to keep the door open down the road for our contracts, roster and contracts to be fluid.
Thomas, was there any doubt in your mind that this would not get done before the season started?
No, there wasn't, quite honestly. We said from the very beginning that we were hoping to have this done in an expeditious manner, and we were going to move along and hopefully have it done quietly. I don't know if I necessarily put a deadline on it out with you guys, but we said that we would like to do it before the camp kicks off. And obviously, Coach Smith and Matt are very happy with that.
Yeah, what was it like to get back on the practice field today? What was the reception you got from your teammates at practice?
about the same as always, just like, the guys, obviously everybody in that locker room has been through this at one point or another. You know, we have all signed contracts at different times. So that's kind of the business side. When we got out there, it was great to get out there and get to work. I really thought we had a productive first day. You never know how that first day of camp's going to go. And I thought today we were extremely productive. So, we're off to a good start and, I guess everybody was supportive.
Matt, how interested are you watching other quarterbacks' contracts this offseason with Romo signing and Flacco? Were you paying attention to any of that?
It's hard to miss. You know, you guys report on it a lot. you see it, you do, and but it's not something that, you know, I lost sleep over or was, you know, glued to the TV watching. I think I've always kind of had the belief that, you know, if you worry about the things that are important, the other things kind of take care of themselves. And I've always had that mindset. And so, no, to answer your question, you know, bluntly, no, I wasn't too concerned with it.
Matt, as you look at how Arthur and Thomas and Smitty put the roster together through the draft and bringing Tony back, getting him here in the first place in 2009, and Asante, OC, Steven Jackson, that really, I would think, has to make you feel pretty good. Julio Jones, you know, re-signing Lottie and that sort of thing. There's a real fluid foundation here in there.
Absolutely. You know, I think we have the best front office, bar none, in the league. These guys do a great job of evaluating talent, you know, getting the right people in for what we do. And then also in the free agency market, finding veterans that fit into what we do. First and foremost, like Smitty said, you know, I think one of the best things that has been done since I've been here since 2008 is the way the locker room has been set up. We've had guys that are the right fit for this organization. And when you win first in that locker room, I think it, you know, that transcends onto the field. And so these guys have done a great job. There's great players on this football team at a lot of different positions. And as a quarterback, that's really fun to be a part of that.
Thank